الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, His family, His companions and His followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم His last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, there is no doubt that inside our homes, there will be always time of challenges. لا يخلو بيت إلا وفيه نوع من المشاكل والتحديات. Every home and every house will have some issues that it will, things will not go smooth, disagreement, argument, you know, fight sometimes. You know, every house has this problem. The problem inside the house, it's part of the package, part of life. Even in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's house was not free from these challenges, from this moment of tension, of disagreement, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, between him and his family members, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let's see, the problem, the issue is not having a problem or not. The point is how you deal with the problems. The point is not to have challenges in life or not. We're all going to have challenges. But how you deal with these challenges. The point is not if you're going to fail or not. You know, the point is how can you stand up again in your feet. So that's the always there is will be challenges in life. The thing that we need to focus on is how to deal with them, how to deal with these challenges, and how to fix the things that gone wrong. And this is just, you know, random thoughts, but it's very clear in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. Number one, so many times in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well, cool things down immediately by just smiling and having a face of, you know, a pleasant person and a calm person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will smile and will let things go. So, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, Aisha told him, where are you at? Where you were? Aina kunt? قال كنت عند أم سلمة. I was at أم سلمة's house. قال ما تشبع من أم سلمة. She said to him, you never يعني enough with أم سلمة. Always with أم سلمة, أم سلمة, أم سلمة. يعني you never get يعني enough of her. Then النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled and he just changed the subject. You know, he didn't say how dare you say this. He knows that she became jealous. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم in his house. And in one of his wife's house. So another one of his wives sent food in a plate. So the wife that were, she's hosting the Prophet ﷺ and his guest. I just want you to imagine this. In Nabi ﷺ with his guests sitting. And food came from one of his other wives, sent food. His wife, where the guests are, where the Prophet ﷺ sitting, felt jealous and kind of insulted. Why he sent food in my house? She sent food in my house. I know how to take care of my guests. Why she want to show off in front of the Prophet? She got jealous and she kicked the plate from the servant's hand. The plate fall, broke, and the food on the floor. Can you imagine in front of the Prophet and the Sahab? If this happened to you, how would you react? In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and he looked at his friend and he said, غارت أمكم غارت أمكم. Your mother is jealous. That's it. With that smile, she's jealous. And he basically collected the food. In one narration, he put the two pieces together, you know, and he put the food in it and he brought it to them to eat. So in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had this a lot, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Yani, many incidents where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will end the conflict instantly by just smiling and come down and let things to come down. That concept of التغافل أحيانا, also sometimes in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will let things go. He notice it, he see it, but he will not pick on everything. تسعة أعشار الحياة في التغاضي. 9 out of 10 times you need to learn how to let things go. And I'm talking about small things. You know, let the small things go. Don't pick on everything. Don't pick on every fight. You can't. It's so exhausted. So your husband, he's not going to be 100% fixed. She's not going to be 100%. You know, so we need to let small things go. And sometimes the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not engage in back and forth. We'll just let it go. And let it, you know, happen. And later on, maybe he will address it. Maybe on it will die out. So once the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih Muslim, was sitting with his wife Aisha and Hafsa and Zainab and some other of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were at Aisha's house. Then Zainab kind of tried to hold the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hand. Then Aisha said, why would you hold his hand like that in front of us? You know, kind of back and forth. And their voices became risen. عَلَتْ أَصْوَاتُهُمْ The salah was called, iqama was called. Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه heard the voices loud. So he came inside and said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أُحْثُ فِي أَفْوَاهِنَّ التُّرَابِ تعال بس للصلاة. Hey, like shut them up, kind of, you know, if I want to translate to English. And just leave them and come to the salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make any comment, did not reprimand them. He just, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked to the masjid, he led the prayer, came back, and things got much better. Then Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, oh my God, now my father will finish the salah and come reprimand me so hard, so harsh. قالت لا يعيبني أبي قال ويقول يفعل بي ويفعل. He will يعني give me a hard time after salah. And he did, Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. Teach her a lesson. That's not how you should be and behave. But the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم understand that she's young, understand that there is a tense moment. Abu Bakr was not there when this incident taking place. Then Abu Bakr later there, he saw them laughing with each other. And then Abu Bakr said, I was part of your war, now I should be part of your peace. Yani the good time and the bad time. And that's also another method that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when there is a tension moment, he will not let to control the whole life. It will be for a short period of time, then after that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam later on will engage another conversation. Let's say you have a tension moment between you and your son, between you and your daughter, between you and your spouse. You know what? You don't need every, the whole entire day, next day, you just keep repeating the same thing. There is so many other things you can bring it up and you move on. And you know what? He, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was smiling and laughing and having a good time with them later on after that. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will engage also in dialogue. He will engage Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in talking and explaining. Sometimes you can just ignore it. You cannot just smile and move. Sometimes you need to talk just to give them, you know, to explain things, to explain yourself. Sometimes you need to hear from them. And that also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will do that in many incidents. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For instance, Aisha radiallahu anha said, خرج من عندها ليلا قال فغرت عليه فجاء فرأى ما أصنع فقال ما لك يا عائشة فقالت وما لي قال أغرت يا عائشة قال وما لي لا يغار مثلي على مثلك. عائشة رضي الله عنها said, one night the Prophet left and I was jealous and I was like watching for him. When he came back and he saw me like this, he said, are you jealous? She said, why I wouldn't be? Someone like me would definitely be jealous over someone like you. Then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, جَاءَكِ شَيْطَانُكِ He said, your shaitan just keep whispering to you, make you upset, make you worry, make you, you know. And that sometimes the shaitan make the person have all these thoughts, which is not true. No base for it. But the shaitan put it in your head just to make you angry, to ruin your moment, to make you have anxiety, to be stressed out. Then she said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوَ مَعِي شَيْطَانُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I have a shaitan with me. He said, yeah, everyone has a shaitan. Then she said, what about you? Do you have a shaitan also assigned to you? He said, yes, but my shaitan, Allah have held me against him, against that shaitan. فَأَسْلَمْ فَأَسْلَمْ العلماء have a two way to translate that. Because two way to understand this state. فَأَسْلَمْ يعني I will be protected from this shaitan, cannot whisper to me. Or أَسْلَمْ يعني the shaitan converted to Islam, become a Muslim. فَهُوَ لَا يَأْمُرُنِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ He only يعني asked me to say or to do what is right. ابن عمر رضي الله عنه وأرضاه يقول أن صفية كان رسول قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبغض الرجال إلي. صفية بنت حيي, the Prophet's wife, before he married her, she said, I hated the Prophet so much before she married him, before she became Muslim. Why? She said, because he killed my husband, my father, my people, and her uncle too. So her husband, her father, her uncle, and her people killed by the Prophet ﷺ. And she said, that's why I hated him so much. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened her heart to Islam and she became Muslim, and the Nabi ﷺ married her. So the Nabi ﷺ one time told her, so he make sure to make the point to clear the air, to clear whatever in the mind. He said, you know why I killed your father? إِنَّهُ أَلَّبَ الْعَرَبَ وَفَعَلَ وَفَعَلَ. Because your father was actively recruiting the Arabs and bringing them together against me and against the Muslims. And he betrayed the Muslims. And he did and he did. تقول صفية رضي الله عنها حتى ذهب ما في نفسي. And that explanation from the Prophet ﷺ have cleared my mind and heart completely, 100%. Sometimes the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed to give admonition. Sometimes you need to advise your son, your daughter, not to lecture them. There is a difference between lecturing them and reminding them of Allah, your wife, your husband, just to remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that they not, it's, you don't do this because I'm your wife, because I'm your husband, because I'm your father, because I'm your son or daughter. No, you do this for Allah first and foremost, that Allah will hold you accountable for it. Once Aisha radiallahu anha, there were mention of Safiya. قالت حسبك من صفية هذا هكذا. What do you want of Safiya? She's like this. And she said, she's short يعني, petite, short. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was angry because he would not allow backbiting. قال لقد قلت كلمة لو مزجت بماء البحر لمزجت. You just have said something, even though she didn't pronounce words, she just made a hand gesture. She said, you said something, if you would mix it with the sea, it will make the sea rotten, smell bad. But how bad this is. It's a backbite, and it's not allowed. And he reprimanded her so strongly. So she repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such statement. You know, sometimes there are certain things cannot just go without making a point, making the point, making a comment and reminding people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is haram, this is not allowed. And that's an important thing. You know, not everything can be just left. But also, if you have a son or a daughter, you have a husband or a wife, that they do a lot of haram things, a lot of things which is not correct. You can't also pick all of them, because every time I see your face, hey, your hijab is not good. Hey, you can't be watching this. Hey, you can't be listening to this. Hey, you cannot be in a company of this. Hey, your shoes is not, the pictures that you have. Khalas. Every time I see your face is about, you know, you're going to bring something up. So you have also to choose your battle wisely with your children, with your in-laws, with your spouse, you know, with your friends. You have to choose your battle wisely. What battle that you want to pick? Because you cannot deal with all of them at once, even if they are something haram. You have to be smart on how to choose that. Another thing that I found the Prophet ﷺ clear in the Prophet ﷺ life, the Prophet ﷺ check assumptions. So many times we just rush to accuse, rush to judge. And sometimes I'm guilty of that. You know, I know one of my girls have this habit, okay? She always forget to close things. She will open the freezer, I will not close the freezer. She will open a bag and she will leave the bag not sealed. Then you have the cheese get like, you know, dry, or the bread get dry, whatever. And you get a little bit upset about that. So every time when I see it, I said, hey, so-and-so, my daughter. I said, didn't I tell you before to, you know, to basically to seal the thing or to close the box? And she said, Baba, that wasn't me. But I already accused, that's wrong. Don't accuse, just ask, clarify. Have a zulm, it's not right. Ask before you judge. You remember the father who saw his son has two apples and he told him, can you share one of them? Can you give me one? The son took bite from each one of them. Then he said, hey, you're sharing with your father. I bought all the apple and he gave him all the lessons about his history and how he spent all this money and you even don't want to share an apple. And he said, no, actually, Baba, I was just trying to see which one's sweeter to share it with you or to give it to you. That's why I took a bite from each one. Check your assumption. Don't rush to judge. Sayyidina Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when hadith al-ifk happened, he asked Aisha. When something raised, ask. Clarify before you judge. Also, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fair. And just, you know, when that wife of his broke the plate that I told you the story earlier, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, now get one of your plates and give it to her. You broke her plate, you give her one of yours. Fair, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. While he's sick, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, كان يحمل ليكون في بيت كل واحدة منهن. He will be carried, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by his companions to move from one house to another. So he will be fair with all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuslih ahwalana wa biyutana. Aqulu ma sami'tum astaghfirullah li wa lakum astaghfiru. Alhamdulillah wahdahu was-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'd. Kan min asalib an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aydan fi al-ashya' allati laysa fiha muharram 'indahu istihdad lit-tanazul. You know, one of the worst things in relationships, especially marriage, when each one sits stand in one point and said, I'm not going to compromise. It doesn't work this way. Everybody willing to do some compromising. We meet somewhere in the middle. Shaykh Nabi Sallam will compromise in things that has nothing to do with the deen. For instance, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when one of his wives just complained about the smell of the food that he likes, the food that he likes and he liked to eat, she said, إِنِّي أَجِدُ مِنْكَ رِيحَ مَغَافِيرٍ. It smelled bad. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, خلص. Wallahi, I will not eat this food again. He didn't say, you know what? That's your problem. No. He said, okay, I'm not going to eat this. If it is something you can compromise, compromise. And by the way, compromise cannot be always expected from one side, from the husband only, or from the wife. It has to be exchangeable. Also, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the things also, that he will do, sometimes he give multiple, he always try to give options. And even if the options is multiple options. When Sauda, for example, things became, you know, reached to a level of divorce, he gave her the option to stay as a wife, divorce, or maybe stay, but she said, I will stay, Ya Rasulullah, but I will give my night to Aisha radiallahu anha. So it was an option. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to some of his wives when they came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, nas'aluka an-nafaqa. We want money. We want more money. This life is very hard like this. We need some money, extra money. This life is very hard. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going to be basically going to work he's so occupied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were so demanding about the issue of nafaqa, about money. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not like the rest of us. His lifestyle is very different than any other companion, none of the Sahaba lived like him. And this is only for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam life. So he said, if you can't live like this lifestyle, you have a point. This lifestyle is not for everyone. But if that's what you can't do, and you want to live just a regular life and money and income and blah, 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 فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميل. I will give you money and I will let you go. You can't be my wife. Because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not going to turn to be someone who making money and income and run after the dunya. He can't do that. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he gave her option. And I will end with this. Or quickly, two quick points. One thing also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, divorce was an option to solve the problem. For instance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have divorced Umaymah bint Nu'man. She's so arrogant, she see herself something special, beautiful, and she married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when she saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she kind of said, and she see herself younger and younger, and she was not very comfortable. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached, she said, A'udhu billahi mink. Oh Allah, protect me from you. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bimu'ad. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have asked refuge and seek protection from someone who's the most high. Go back to your family. Khalas, no problem. You're not comfortable with this marriage? Go back to your family. Why did she agree in the beginning? He divorced Hafsa, radiallahu anha arda. Then he took her back. So divorce can be a solution to the problem. Don't rush to it, but it can be. Because sometimes what I don't, you know, like to see, especially if some people come to me with clear sign, this is not going to work out. They stay, especially if there is kids will be involved in the future. 4 or 5 years, 5 or 6 years, she comes back to me in the same office. Ya Sheikh, Ya Habibti, Anna, I told you 6 years ago. When you came to me, that's not going to work. Now you have 2 extra kids with you. That's the only difference. Sometimes, you know what? That's the solution. That's what it is. I need to move on. So that's also a way that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam found it as a solution to the problem. But don't rush to it, because we're living in a time now where divorces became so easy and became like the trend of these days. You find the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never used physical reprimanding them physically ever. The Nabi Sallam never used his hand. ما ضرب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قط. Problem cannot be solved by beating and hitting. Your kids, your spouse, doesn't work this way. By being insulting, being disrespectful. But in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also sometimes he solved the problem by simply, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, avoiding the person. Jalas marra shahar, 1 whole month in his masjid, did not go to his wife's family's house. He just avoided them until they rethink themselves and basically things go back to normal. Sometimes that can be also a way to solve the problem. There is so many to learn from the Prophet ﷺ, but we must look at the Prophet's life as a source of guidance in all aspects of our life. And that's one of it, and it's an important part of our life. Strong family means a strong community. Strong community means strong society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our homes with success, fill our home with happiness. اللهم إنا نسألك السعادة والنجاح والفلاح لأهلينا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وذرياتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم قنا وإياهم شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم أصلح أزواجنا وذرياتنا، اللهم أصلح أزواجنا وذرياتنا. ربنا اجعلنا من مقيم الصلاة ومن ذرياتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، وأن تؤتي نفوسنا تقواها وأن تزكيها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، نسألك فرجا عاجلا لإخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم فرج عن إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم فرج عن إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم فرج عن إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم وظلمهم، واجعل دائرة السوء على من ظلمهم وخذلهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تفرج كربهم وتنفس كربهم، وأن تفرج همهم، وأن تشرح صدورهم، وأن تقوي عزمهم، وأن تجمع كلمتهم على الحق والهدى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن تدرأ نار الحرب والفتنة بين المسلمين في كل مكان، في السودان وغيرها من البلاد يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم رحماك بالمستضعفين المظلومين المقهورين المسجونين ظلما في كل مكان. اللهم أنزل علينا في مسجدنا هذا رحمتك وبركاتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، وآمنا في أوطاننا، واستعمل علينا خيارنا، وولي علينا خيارنا، وأبعد عنا شرارنا، وأصلح من وليته أمرنا ووليته أمر المسلمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه، وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.